All right, what the actual hell is up with this Donald Trump interview where his eyes are swollen, where his hand is swollen, and where he is ranting and raving about how we've actually won the war with Iran? I mean, look, I'm scrolling through it right now, and even when he's opening his eyes and looking straight forward, you can see that his right eye is incredibly swollen. There are even angles in which you can see his hands bruised, which I'll show you in just one moment, but obviously, while all of that is concerning, I think what's most concerning is his lack of understanding of anything that's going on in the world right now. I'm not over-exaggerating. He starts this off by saying that Iran is a big success. We are winning in Iran. You just have to wait and see. How long do we have to wait? He's been saying short-term pain for long-term gain since he enacted global tariffs on every country except Russia and North Korea. And we're 16 months, 18 months out from that, and we're still in the short-term pain part. So let's listen to this. Let's walk through this series of clips where Trump gets asked even about his health, about his visits to Walter Reed, three visits in roughly 1 year, which is a unique amount for presidents who usually do a once-a-year physical, once-a-year checkup. That is very normal. But three times in roughly 1 year, while your eyes swollen, your hands are black, your neck is bruised, and your policies are ruining the lives of Americans, we need to be asking more questions and hammering this home. If you appreciate this message, if you appreciate what we say on this channel, make sure you drop a like to help boost it. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Ockler feed. Let's just jump in with this clip.
Venezuela was a big success. Iran's a big success. Where do you see? I mean, that'll be a big success. It's already, we've essentially defeated the military. We'll see what happens. We're working on a deal. And if that happens, fine. If it doesn't happen, that's okay too. We'll do it the other way. But the economy is unbelievable. We just hit another stock market high today, all-time high, 71 times in the short period that I've been here for the second term. 71 times we've been at.
What America is this guy living in? What reality is this guy living in where the Iran war is even a success at all, or where the economy is unbelievable? I mean, it is unbelievable in a way. It's unbelievable that Donald Trump was able to get into office with a somewhat steady-handed economy that Biden left him and then nuke that economy into oblivion through a repeated amount of unforced errors and wars of choice. I find it impressive that Donald Trump took an economy with, you know, stock markets at all-time highs when Biden was in office, and crashed the stock market for 8 months due to tariffs, therefore slowing down the growth. But F the stock market, that's not even nearly the best indicator. You can look at any of these indicators. Unemployment is up since Trump took office. Inflation is up since Trump took office. People have less savings. Debt is higher, both personal debt and the national debt. The economy is not doing well, so Trump is living in an absolutely different reality. And just a reminder, he's never actually had to experience the economy in any meaningful way. I don't know if Trump's ever been to a grocery store. If he has, it was probably for a stunt. I don't think Trump's ever had to like think about health insurance or think about copay or think about any of this. It's all just been there and handed to him. So why would he think about the American people's access to these things? Here's another clip where Donald Trump tries to lie about the economy. We're going to get to the health stuff in 1 second, but it's very important to hammer home how much of a lie all of this is.
And whether we like it or not, that is a big indicator of where we got people. 401ks are all high. They're all setting records.
What about people who don't have 401ks and they're worried about gas or groceries?
I inherited very high prices when I came in. I inherited the highest inflation in the history of our country. You know, Biden had had.
Inflation was at 2.9% in December of 2024. Inflation is now 3.8%. The average price of gas was $3.04 in December of 2024 when Biden was the president. It is now $4.30. We can continue going through the stats, and time again you'll see that they do not look good for him. So he has to keep citing the stock market, which is something that is just blindly ripping off of basically no news. Here's Donald Trump saying in this clip, it's kind of wild. He says that it's good that the American people are confused about the Iran war. It's a very good thing that the American people are confused and don't know what's going on, because if they're confused, that means the Iranians must be confused. Which part of Art of War is this? When did Sun Tzu say, in order to confuse the enemy, you must confuse yourself first? What?
So everyone said it was going to be $300-$400 a barrel. It's $98 a barrel. But that's not a big price to pay if you look at the possibility of them having a nuclear weapon.
Not a big price to pay. Easy for you to say. The person who's never had to pay gas prices in your life. Again, look at his eye. Am I tweaking here, or are his eyes really effed up in this? He looks bad.
He said it was going to be $300-$400 a barrel. It's $98 a barrel. And but that's not a big price to pay if you look at the possibility of them having a nuclear weapon. It's not a very big price to pay.
And are your tactics where you say something and then change it and then do a peace deal and then break the ceasefire or whatever, is that all about trying to keep the Iranians off balance? Are you sort of messaging to them?
No.
Because people at home, sometimes they feel anxious and confused.
That's good. That's good. If they're confused and the Iranians are confused.
Right.
But no, it's just the way I am. It changes. I mean, I could.
So it's not that the American people are confused. It's that American people are suffering. And the explanations coming from this administration have been shifting every single day. Now we don't even believe this administration. I don't think the American people are quite confused. We're very certain about one thing. We're very certain about the fact that you cannot trust a single word coming out of this administration's mouth as it pertains to the Iran war. The only people currently trusting this administration are Ben Shapiro and Scott Jennings. Honestly, like, other than that, everybody knows this administration is lying about this war. Also, just think about Donald Trump's entire framework about this. So apathetic towards the American people, many of whom voted for him in the 2024 election. Just think about this. He said on the White House front lawn that he doesn't think about Americans' pocketbooks. It's not even something that it's in his mind. Then he says today, it's good that the American people are confused. Absolutely sickening rhetoric coming from our president. The Republicans will say he's just using this as a negotiation tactic. He actually does care about the American people, but he's using this as a negotiation tactic to make the Iranians think he doesn't care about the midterms. Let me tell you right now, Trump absolutely cares about the midterms, but he does not care about the American people, and we know that because he's never showed any care whatsoever. Is there one economic policy that has benefited the American people since Trump took office? I can't think of a single economic policy. He's just a liar. To continue, Donald Trump in this clip is confronted with this idea that Bibi Netanyahu tricked him into going into Iran. Now, that's not really the proper framing. It's not that Bibi tricked Donald Trump, but the actual reporting says that Netanyahu gave a pitch to Donald Trump and his team. It's the same pitch that Bibi Netanyahu has given many United States presidents, and every single U.S. president except for Trump has rejected the idea and said this seems like a bad idea. Netanyahu gave a presentation to Trump, and in this presentation he said, hey, it'll be just like Venezuela, we'll be in and out, then we will be better off for it. So he lied to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump decided to ignore his top generals that were saying don't do this, and he went with Bibi Netanyahu. So I wouldn't say the word tricked is as applicable, but I would say that Netanyahu definitely courted Donald Trump by lying to him, and Donald Trump is such an effing idiot that he fell for it. Never remove agency from Trump in this situation. Don't act like he's just some kid getting tricked. No, he knows what he did. He knew what he was doing when he got into that war. He just didn't have an actual plan, which is a huge problem. Watch this clip of Trump getting confronted. And look at his black eye. Sorry to keep going back to the visuals. I'm not usually talking about it that much, but like, this dude's got like a black swollen eye.
What do you say to people who claim that Bibi Netanyahu tricked you into going into Iran?
Well, they're just, you know, the enemy. They're just, you know, the Democrats, right. The UN. These are Democrats. These are people that don't know what they're doing. They want men playing in women's sports, and they want open borders of the world.
By the way, he's not saying Democrats. He's trying to say Dumbocrats. This is a new nickname for Democrats, like Dumbocrats. It's the most dumb, infantile thing I've ever heard.
Democrats, the UN. These are Democrats. These are people that don't know what they're doing. They want men playing in women's sports, and they want open borders so the world can pour into our country, and they want transgender for everybody, surgery, and they want transgender mutilization of our children. No, these are just words. You know, that's all they do. That's all they're good for is words. Like, I heard that the other day for the first time. I said, he tricked me. I mean, I'm the one that started it because, again, I don't want to bore anybody, but I started because we can't let them have a nuclear weapon. Now, that pretends
they're not any farther from having a nuclear weapon. Like, if the theory is that Iran was actively working towards a nuclear weapon with enriched uranium and scientists building these facilities, they still have the enriched uranium, they still have the scientists, they still have the blueprints for the facilities up in the cloud. They're just, right now, at war, so they're not rebuilding it as fast. But honestly, it was kind of nice to hear Donald Trump just straight up say, I started this war. It's like he almost just like looked directly into the interviewer's eyes and said, I started this war. Which is nice to hear him say it, because I feel like we're soon going to get to a point where he's blaming it on all the other people around him.
They do. It's all they're good for is words. Like, I heard that the other day for the first time. I said, he tricked me. I mean, I'm the one that started it because, again, I don't want to bore anybody, but I started because we can't let them have a nuclear weapon. Now, that pertains to Israel because they probably would have been the first one to get hit. Mm. There would be no Israel. Tell you what, if there wasn't me, there would be no Israel right now. And it started off as when I terminated the horrible Barack Hussein Obama, the Iran nuclear deal.
You terminated the JCPOA, and Iran immediately began to enrich their uranium further, which led to this exact war about a decade later. Here's a more high-resolution image of Donald Trump's bloodshot and bloated eyes. Kind of wild to just see the president in this state. Here is him being asked about his trips to Walter Reed Medical Center.
You just had your health thing, and you're 14 years younger, cardiac health and cognitive health.
Yeah, they said I'm very healthy. Yeah. I do physicals because I think I have an obligation to do it. But I just came out with very, very good results, and I took a test, a cognitive test, and I got 100% on it. As the expression goes, I aced it. And the doctors told me it's very, very few people can ace that. It's actually a tough test.
Is this the one where you have to identify a horse, or is this the one where you have to identify which one is a square? Because I can't keep track anymore.
Past the first half of the questions.
Yeah.
Those questions get difficult.
Is it a memory? What is it that, have you got a good memory?
I have a great memory. Look, so far so good.
Yeah.
I hope I'm going to keep it that way.
Yeah.
Donald Trump has a great memory for like absurd election conspiracy theories. Other than that, it doesn't seem like he has a fundamental understanding of a lot of the political dynamics in the world. And that's not saying that me as a 23-year-old has it figured out as well, but Donald Trump can simultaneously have had success in the business world in New York in the 80s and 90s and 2000s, and simultaneously also have no understanding of actual policy implications. His actual policies, he doesn't understand. He doesn't really have any policies other than those crafted by Stephen Miller. Here's Trump taking time out of the interview to talk about January 6th, talking about conspiracies about the FBI staging it. Dude, he held a speech like 10 minutes away at the Ellipse. People then walked from the Ellipse over to the Capitol building after Trump told them to fight, 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 and that Mike Pence didn't do what needed to be done. And they went to the Capitol and they fought the police, and then they chanted, hang Mike Pence. You can draw a direct line between Donald Trump's rhetoric and why people were there January 6th. So for him to say that the FBI staged this is effing absurd. It happened off the back of his conspiracy theories that he spreads in this very interview. I'll show you.
It was a great, I'll tell you, 2024 was a great election. There was a lot of rigging going on there, too. You know what? I wanted a landslide, but there were areas that were just rigged. I could see it.
So
in other words, rigged against me.
Yeah, of course. Of course. The anti-weaponization fund, have you dropped that?
No, a court ruled against it.
Yeah.
But just so you understand, these are people that have been decimated. These are people that lost their lives over nonsense, where the FBI said, go in, police, go into the... And they were supposed to serve 5 years, 10 years in jail.
Keep in mind, this is the President of the United States spreading deranged conspiracy theories about his own conspiracy theories. Just think about this. It's conspiracy theoryception. At the beginning of this clip, he goes, The election was rigged. When anybody hears that in America, and you're a Republican or a Trump voter or somebody who is primed to think that everything is rigged against Trump, you're going to get mad. Trump supporters are going to get angry and they're going to get more violent. So he spreads these election fraud lies. Then when his own supporters take action on January 6th of 2021, a few years back, he then says that was staged as well. That was rigged against him as well. It's just absurd. It's mania. We're like a few weeks away from Donald Trump claiming that he didn't actually start this war and that his own administration is rigged against him or something. It's all just, you know, mania. We're going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos on the Adam Mockler feed, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all later. Peace out.